Series finale Sunday with the Mariners and Angels. James Paxton starting for Seattle. Jesse Chavez going for the Angels. In the top of the fifth inning, good ball game, 1-0 Seattle. But there's a man on first, Boog Powell, with great speed as Gene Segura steps to the plate.
And there he goes, the pitch that's lined in the gap in left center field. And that ball is rolling out near the warning track rim. Coming in and scoring all the way from first base will be Powell. He was off on the pitch, that runner at first base, and scores easily all the way from first on a double by Segura. It's now 2-0 Seattle.
Another good at-bat right there by Gene Segura. This is a 3-2 pitch, a fastball, and it is up in that strike zone, and Segura hammers it into left center field. As you mentioned, with Powell on the move, he scores easily from first base.
There's a ground ball on the first base side. Good stop there by Valencia. Goes to the pitcher, and Paxton just got to the bag before Simmons. That'll be a 3-1 ground out. That was the closest the Angels have had to getting a hit so far, but it's out number 2 and 14 in a row, retired by the lefty.
Yeah, this one you mark on your scorecard in case Paxton continues the path he's on right at the moment. This is a real nice play by Danny Valencia. He lays out for this. This ball looks like it's headed to right. And Valencia leaves his feet, dives. Paxton's got to hustle over. Simmons was really hustling down that line.
Here's the next delivery, and that one is chased and missed. Ball dropped by the catcher Zunino. Applies the tag on Maldonado in the batter's circle, and that will end the inning. It's only his second strikeout, but he has not allowed a single base runner in the first five innings, retiring 15 Angels in a row. The sixth inning is coming up, 2-0 Seattle. Here's the next one. That's a liner just out of the reach of Segura. It's going to drop in, and that'll be the first hit of the day for the Angels. Segura, who's not a big guy, just had that one clear his glove and drop into left field.
Boy, and this is a fastball at 94 in on the hands of Espinoza, and he just fights this thing off. And as you mentioned, Segura gave you everything he could right there, fully extended, and the ball just over his glove.
Here's the next pitch. That's drilled down the right field side, tight to the line, down near the foul pole. It hits the pole. That's a three-run homer. It smacked right off the foul pole. 5-1 Seattle.
I was wondering if he was going to come back with the slider. The pitch before where timeout was called was a slider, and he came back with another slider. This time Cano was able to get it and just keep it fair. As you mentioned, this one hits right off the foul pole.
1-2 on Albert. He had him reaching. He bounces the ball to short. Bobbled slightly by Segura. The throw to first. And let's see. The ball was out over there. I don't know if the Angels are going to challenge it or not. We'll see. Mike Socia has come out of the dugout, and now he will look to see what they're saying back in the clubhouse where they're checking this out, whether or not the Angels will challenge the call. The Angels will.
The Mariners win the series. They hold off the Angels on Sunday, picking up a 5-3 win. James Paxton goes 6 3rd innings, 2 hits, an earned run, 2 walks, strikes out 3. He improves to 6-3. Edwin Diaz a 4-out save, and Gene Segura goes 4-5. The Angels fall short on Sunday, 5-3 to the Mariners at the Big A. After the game, here's Angels manager Mike Socia.
Yeah, our guys, they got back into it. In the dugout, obviously not much happening against Paxton. The guy pitched a really strong game for those guys. But we pitched with him. Jesse, even though he used a lot of pitches to get through five innings, kept us in the game. And for the most part, the first two guys in the pen, Blake, did a good job, holding it down, keeping us in the game. And, Keenan just had, a little trouble hitting some spots and got behind and got hit, but for the most part, the big play of the game was really the play that Heredia made on Cam Maben in center field. That ties the game and puts us a go-ahead run in scoring position. So those guys made some plays. They played well and they won this afternoon. Well, you know, I think we made Paxton work a little bit. We got a couple guys on base, and then we started to get some, you know, key hits that helped us out. Shisha came in and got the double play ball from Simmons. But, you know, when Vincent came in, we did a good job of getting some guys on base. And so we kept battling. We didn't have a lot going on early, but we got back into it. Yeah, I thought off the bat I didn't think there was any way he was going to get it, but he had a really clean route and covered a lot of ground. That's as good a catch as you're going to see. What's that?
Were you impressed by some of the at-bats that Cole had?
Yeah, Cole was, he didn't have a lot to show for it, but he was a tough out. Drew the walk, and actually probably the pitch he got wrong on was probably a little bit outside for ball four, but. The at bat in the eighth inning just missed the line with a ball that would have tied the game. So yeah, Cole had good at bats all the way through.
Have you seen the replay on Albert's ground
shot? I haven't seen. I just saw it from the stadium. It's obviously they took a look at it and evidently had his foot on the bag. Matt is going to he'll be ready for a game if he comes out of his workout and does his in-between work fine. Should be ready for a game somewhere around next, I'd say next Tuesday, somewhere around the Tuesday, Wednesday, somewhere there. Still a little bit in pencil.
Monday, the Angels travel to Minnesota to start a series with the Twins.